Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Well, 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 Garrett, here we are. It is time for All Out. We are doing our predictions. How's it going, everybody? I'm Charlie. This is good brother Garrett here.
Hey.
We are the Eat Sleep Elite podcast. And we host a weekly show. And what we do on pay-per-views is we have a prediction show, and then we have a post-show of said predictions. So if this is your first ever time checking us out, we'd appreciate you sticking around, letting us know what you think. Basically, I think the word on the street right now, Garrett, is All Out's going to be a little long this year.
Yeah, it's a tad many matches.
We have a 0 hour, and in the show, we'll give full predictions of everything and probably spend some time on a decent amount of these because some of them have been built up for a while. And I think the repercussions of the result is going to be pretty big here. So that being said, we do have a little house cleaning. You guys can catch us on, you can catch Garrett here on Twitter at Bane Duke. You can catch me at OCharlie with an X instead of an A. You can catch Garrett on Twitch, the Duke of Derps. And Garrett, you're streaming Alien Isolation, right? Is that your game right now?
Getting chased by aliens down hallways.
Okay. Just recently, well, Dark Souls.
I guess an alien. I don't know if it's more than one.
So, an alien. I saw this Korean movie called Alienoid recently. It's pretty interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, xenomorphs.
Can't go wrong with that. But let's jump into this, man.
Hey, Ripley got a thick, though.
hey, true. So let's jump into this real quick. What I want to do is, before we start getting into individual matches, let's talk about the recent All Out. So this is the fourth All Out. So our first All Out was 2019. Our main event was Chris Jericho versus Hangman Adam Page. That was the inaugural AEW World Championship match.
Yep.
2020, it was Moxley versus MJF for the World Championship. And Moxley was banned from using the Paradigm Shift. That was a fun storyline. That was the introduction of Wardlow was in that storyline. Hook was in that storyline under different characters, but it's all fun. That was also the Mimosa Mayhem match was that day.
I remember watching the Mimosa Mayhem match and being like, this is pretty good.
Right? And then last year's All Out, which was the show. Basically, we started our show of Eat Sleep Elite about 2 weeks after this.
Literally,
not even. Yeah. I think our first episode was September 15th-ish, and this was September 5th.
Yeah, I think we literally, the week after the Punk, like we talked about the Punk stuff, and then, like...
Maybe it's almost safe to say All Out kind of inspired the start of our show, too, so...
More or less, yeah. Like,
in a way, it really did, and that was Kenny Omega defeating Christian Cage, which was a fun one. So, this is our fourth All Out. Hopefully it delivers. And something you'll notice right away, 15 matches. Real quickly, I just want to say, WWE just ran a pay-per-view called Clash the Castle the day before. Six matches. Today, as we're recording it. Six matches, seven including a pre-show match that they announced on the pre-show. That, to me, I love that idea on paper, by the way. And I'm a little shocked AEW's going with 15, especially after there was some criticism of the last pay-per-view going fucking very long. It was Forbidden Door, right? Yeah, Forbidden Door, 13 matches. And Forbidden Door, a lot of people felt like, holy shit, this is a marathon. And, you know, maybe if the show was paced properly.
Did people feel like that? I thought that was a great show.
I personally did too, but there was definitely some talk. And look, here's what I'll say. We have four matches on the 0 hour pre-show. So it's a free show on YouTube. And look, that means 11 matches on the actual card. if they pace it right, the 4 hours will fly by. If the pacing's all fucked up and we're sitting there and it's a 6.5 hour show, including the 0 hour, well, we got a problem. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, true.
So, let's just jump right into it, man. Zero hour. Get our predictions going. Tomohiro Ishii versus Eddie Kingston. This is the second of their matches. Who you got with this one?
I got Eddie taking the W here.
Okay. And do you think, do you have any idea like where Eddie could go from this?
I think they go to a third match.
I'd love it.
I don't know if it'd be here, New Japan, what would it be, but they did one already. Eddie lost.
Let's do it in Tokyo. Let's do it at the Dome.
Maybe a big Wrestle Kingdom match or something. I don't know.
We just recently covered on our show that, you know, AEW talent is more than likely going to be filling some certain spots in other countries. And we know FTR is going to London for New Japan. So,
yeah, for sure. So
little things here and there. And I'm with you. I'm taking Eddie Kingston here. We have Hook versus Angelo Parker. Singles match for the FTW championship.
Right, so we both are picking Hook, but under, yes. All right, let's do something fun here. How under or over 5 minutes on this match?
Wait, I'm going to take under.
Okay.
I'd take under on 5 minutes. You?
Yeah, I would take the under as well. I just don't know. They might actually decide to give him a match for once, but probably not.
Yeah. I will say in the buildup to this, I've liked Angelo's mic work.
Though if they were going to, I guess I wouldn't want it to be. And this is, again, not a knock on Angelo. I'd want it to be a more sound wrestler. Not that he's not sound. I just think there was a bunch of comments about how 2.0 needed to learn how to wrestle, you know.
And maybe this could be a showing out party for him. I would love if they could get in here and have like a good 7 minute match where they just, you feel that heat from the jump.
Yeah.
And it's just left and right. And Angelo Parker, I think this week has had a really good, he's had a really good couple of weeks here cutting promos on his own. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what they do with this. Let's do Jericho Appreciation Society, Ty Mello and Sammy Guevara versus Ruby Soho and Ortiz. A mixed tag match for the AAA World Mixed Tag Team Championship.
I don't care who wins.
Yeah. It's safe to say I think Mello and Guevara are going to win.
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Look, I really hope this match, out of every match on the card, I hope they got something figured out for this. Because my God, this is the third match in a row for all four of these people. And I did not like the other two at all.
I don't know if this match is going to be like some weird introduction of like intergender wrestling or something. Like, I don't understand what's happening
here. If we get like a legit 60 seconds of like Ruby and Sammy in the ring doing some crazy shit, that'll get a great reaction. And that's all it would take. This match to me is my least excited match. So the bar is on the floor. You can get some good. If we get Ruby and Sammy doing some stuff, remember I was saying maybe you got to get Sammy to do something fucking, some big spot. I mean, you know, but we both got the Jericho Appreciation Society retaining. What we're thinking is going to be the main event of the 0 hour. Pac versus Kip Sabian, singles match for the AEW All Atlantic Championship. This has honestly been the feud building for, my God, I mean, like 11 weeks now. They have had Kip Sabian at every single Pac defense, and he started.
Apparently, he's been in the crowd for like months too. Like,
yeah,
this is not a new thing. This is an ongoing thing. Kip
Sabian has been in the crowd for a long time, but they have flown him overseas for Pac's matches, and this is his return. This is the big return. He pulled a Heath Ledger Joker on Dynamite last week, 2 weeks ago, technically. And just, I don't know. Who you got winning this? Pac or Kip Sabian?
I have Pac retaining.
Okay.
It's Pac, right? Pac, Pac? I don't really care.
I don't know.
Pac.
I say both. I go back and forth. I have no
idea. I think it's Pac, though. I don't know. And just because like this is a new title, new reign. I assume they're going to make it last a little bit longer than this.
Okay.
But I expect it to be a really good match.
I do too. I really think these guys, this is Kip Sabian's return. Yeah. He got the big spotlight in the main event of Dynamite. I think these guys are going to light up the house. I think, especially with Hook and Angelo Parker probably being short, that mixed tag probably being short. then Eddie and Ishii maybe being 8 minutes. Would we be shocked if these guys got like 17? I really wouldn't.
Yeah, but we kind of would make a lot of sense.
It would make sense. See. I'm going to take Kip Sabian. Okay. I think we were just talking recently. A lot of titles in AEW kind of sit on the holder for a while.
I think that's a good thing to some extent, though.
Agreed, agreed. It's a great thing. And when
like
you
how
when
great
you,
has it been that Bianca has been like champion for months and months and months and months?
Yeah, I mean, and look at Jade and look at what's it called? Just recently, who the hell was it? Thunder Rosa. Yeah. Here's what I think. I think they're gonna put this belt on Kip. Okay. And I don't know why I feel like that, but something's telling me.
It does feel like Kip's been such a long con that, like, it does feel like they do need to do something for him because he's waited so long patiently just chilling in the crowd with a box on his head.
I mean, either way, if he doesn't win, I think the match at the pay-per-view for his first match back, that's a great showing of, like, hey.
I know Tony Khan says it's not a pre-show, but it kind of is a pre-show, and it does a little sting that his return match is not going to be on the pay-per-view, actually, but, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. So that is our first different one, Kip Sabian and Pac. So
yeah,
let's jump into the main card here, man. Bryan Danielson versus Lionheart, Chris Jericho. What have you thought about the buildup to this and kind of like it being a mentor versus idol thing with Daniel Garcia?
Yeah, I mean, I like that. That's been the story because it could have just been like they could have just leaned too much into the oh, who's the best wrestler of all time thing. It's Danielson by a mile, but you know. But that being said, you know, there's, obviously a lot of people that probably wanted to see this match, especially now that it's not in a WWE format, because, even within it, I can't remember off the top of my head, if you go back and probably find some matches that they had that were really great. The build, I mean, it hasn't been spectacular, but I really liked it, getting Daniel Garcia involved. The possibility of Garcia going either way still. You know, I really hope there's not like some weird spot in this match where Garcia just decides to get himself directly involved, because then I'll feel like, okay. But I'm excited to see. This is going to be a really fun match. I mean, there's just so many matches on this card that it's just like, it looks amazing on paper, you know?
That is true. So these guys had one match one time. It was in the first ever episode of WWE NXT in 2010.
Wow.
What? That's fucking random.
What a random happenstance. Wow.
Okay. who did you have winning this, by the way? Sorry.
Danielson.
And I'm with you. I think Danielson's winning. I do hope after the match, we do get a certified sign of where Garcia's going, whether that's, you know, sports entertainer or wrestler.
Entertainer.
Or wrestler. I'm cool with it either way. So,
absolutely. Yeah,
Danielson Jericho. I think this is going to be a good one. Lionheart. Four-way match for the interim AEW Women's World Championship. Toni Storm versus Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Jamie Hayter. Versus Hikaru Shida. On Eat Sleep Elite, our podcast we recently just did, you kind of alluded to that you've had a brewing feeling about this match.
I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that it's going to be Toni Storm that wins. But
okay.
What I would like, because I think it'd be really unexpected, I don't think anyone would necessarily think this is the direction they'd go in. I think if we got Shida as champion for a little while, that could really lift the women's division up overall. A lot of people are like immediately put it back on Britt Baker, but I'm like, no, yeah. I don't think this is the right moment to crown Jamie Hayter champion unless she betrays Britt to do it. Which that would be an incredible story right there. But, actually never mind. Do that now. No, I'm just kidding. I really would like to see Hikaru Shida, win the title. Because I think she's been putting in a lot of really great work where no one's been seeing it because it's mostly not been on TV. And I don't think that she gets used enough. And yeah, it would feel a little weird to just have her walk right back in to another championship. But I mean, you know, if you're going to have Thunder Rosa on the shelf for a couple months, I like Shida as champion. And then that's a great match to have come back at the next, you know, imagine that is like a couple months from now, main event to get Dynamite, Shida versus Thunder Rosa, you know? I would be much more excited than that, than her versus Britt Baker for the 90 millionth time.
Agreed, and I would be down with that. I mean, Hikaru Shida still has been my personal favorite AEW Women's World Champion. I loved her reign. I loved it. And I'm going to say I Toni Storm here. I think Toni Storm makes sense, too. And like you said, it's a new champ. I could see them going the new champ route. And then depending how long Thunder Storm's out, we get Thunder versus Toni. And we could buy that, you know? Man, I wish we just had that match. But let's hope. I'm wishing the best for Thunder Rosa. Hopefully, you know, back injuries are scary, man, especially in a business where you get slammed on it 80 times a night. Yeah, so I got Toni and House of Black versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Miro. I'm going to say I think House of Black wins. Now, betting against Darby on a pay-per-view, yeah, that's fucking bold. I get it. But something's got to give, and we need House of Black to start winning. And if they don't, well, we can't let them keep running amok and just winning the matches that matter the most, you know? So who do you got here?
I have no idea. I guess I'll take House of Black as well. I have no idea. This is such a random match. Like,
right? I just wish we had Malakai jump off versus of something. Sting.
Like,
this one feels overthought to me. I really think it should have been Malakai versus Sting. They were setting it up, but then he brought in the whole Miro thing.
I still wonder, like, if Sting was, like, training for the match, and he was like, I don't think I can have the match that this match deserves. And I don't blame him if that's the way he thinks, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't blame at all.
That's probably for the best, right? Like, if he isn't confident that he can have the match that he feels that he should have with Malakai, then they shouldn't have it, probably, you know? Or if Toni is not confident enough in the match, which is also possible, you know?
Yeah, I hope this match delivers.
I think it will. I just, you know, you get Miro and Sting in there, though, so it could go south real quick.
Who knows what's going to happen?
And again, not a knock on Miro. Miro is a really talented performer, but not every match that Miro has is a banger, you know?
Absolutely. And let's hope this one delivers on pay-per-view, because we need it to. We need it to. And I'm not going to lie. I think House of Black need to win this.
They're in a spiral right now that they just cannot recover from. They lose everything. And the only person that actually has any momentum right now is Julia Hart, which is great because she's probably the one that needed it the most. But, like, goddamn, you know, like.
Yeah.
And so, if you think about that booking, that's super inconsistent because it's one guy that's controlling all of it. I mean, we all pretend like it's not like that, but if one guy's controlling all of it, why is he booking her to be a star but them to be losers? Like, it makes no sense.
Makes no sense. So we got the AEW TBS Championship, Jade Cargill versus Athena.
Jade wins in less than 15 minutes.
Definitely less than 15. I would say
maybe less than 10.
I'd say over. I'd set the over under at 8. I'm going to take the over here. I think they're actually going to let him cook a little bit. I'm going to say Jade wins too. If Athena wins, I'd be down. I mean, look,
Athena probably should win.
I just don't. They haven't embraced this Athena breaking the streak thing more than I thought they would. They, like, her one time really mentioning it was this most recent Rampage, which in my opinion has done more for this feud than the past. I would love to know the exact answer, but I think it's 15 weeks. Athena and Jade have genuinely kind of been going back and forth. You had Chris Statlander in here. You had Red Velvet in here, and both of them are on the shelf. Like, this feud's been going on so long. Red Velvet was still here when it started. We've had an interim baddie. We've had Chris Statlander go. I mean, this has been like a literal 15 week feud. I wish I had the date that happened, but, and I truly think the best thing that done for it was on this Rampage. And it's a missed opportunity. She finally mentioned, like, you know, this idea that you think you're better than everyone else because you have this streak. And
the irony is this feud went 15 weeks, not because it was like really good and everyone wanted to see it. It went 15 weeks because there was Forbidden Door, which didn't have any women on it really. And then they decided not to have it on the next show. So
Yeah, and then they did interim matches, and you had the recruiting of Layla Gray, and then Layla Gray being the interim baddie, and you know, dealing with the Red Velvet injury. It was supposed to go to Statlander and Jade, and it was all over the place. We had Willow and Jade too, which was, shout out Willow.
Yeah, sign Willow.
But here we are, Jade finally wrestling Athena, and I think Jade wins.
Yeah.
You?
Agreed.
Agreed. Yeah. So far, we're only different on Pac and Kip Sabian, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Jungle Boy
versus... No, I took Sheeta as well.
That's right. You took Sheeta. You're right. Jungle Boy versus Christian Cage. What do you think of the feud, and what do you got here?
Fun feud. Been building up for a long time. This was set up over months, and it's been carried out over months, and Jungle Boy's going to beat the piss out of him. And I don't think this is the kind of feud that you go to another match. I think once it's done, it's done.
One and done. Well put. I've enjoyed the build. Christian Cage is a pussy. No, it just said Christian is a pussy, right? That was the shirt. Yeah, Jungle Boy all day. Jungle Boy loses. Oh, that's a rough one to me.
The heat, brother.
The heat. The fucking heat. That's almost like DQing in the main event, you know?
Oof.
Sorry. Wardlow and FTR versus Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns. On paper, I love that.
Yeah, great match.
What I don't like, Wardlow's our TNT champion, and FTR are the number one contenders for the tag titles, and they hold the AAA, ROH, and IWGP Tag Team Championships. So they're having them wrestle an Impact Tag Team and Jay Lethal. I think they'll deliver. I mean, is there any way FTR and Wardlow lose?
I can't think so. You got like 15 right? championship belts over there. So if you do,
maybe
a lot of companies are going to be pissed if they do. So
maybe you have Shelly pin them and you set up a Motor City Machine Guns FTR feud. But if that was the plan, why didn't we just do Jay
set
Lethal?
That up. If you do that, you could set it up for the Ring of Honor tag titles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
expect Motor City Machine Guns to be a Ring of Honor tag team, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do something here. So hopefully they figure that out. But yeah, Wardlow and FTR here, easy money.
It's good to see them, though.
It is good to see them. I like everyone involved, and I'm excited to see what MCMG do here.
Yeah.
All right. Casino ladder match. Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, Penta El Zero Miedo. So he's no longer Penta Oscuro. Rey Fénix, Roosh, Andrade El Idolo, Dante Martin, and to be determined. I have a really good feeling who the Joker is. Just because we've kind of covered he's due to return on our recent shows. I'll just throw it out there. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Samoa Joe. It makes sense.
Okay.
He's finished filming his Twisted Metal, which we're both... You got me excited about that. You sold me a ticket. You ace-steeled me on that, dude. I'm fucking...
Psycho Clown Samoa Joe, bro.
I'm down with that. And so, I don't know if you thought about if you have a spot, but I mean, I think Samoa Joe, I don't really have a prediction for this.
Samoa Joe needs to come in as the Joker with the Sweet Tooth mask on.
Oh my God. I'm so down.
Can you imagine the pop?
Yeah, anyway. I would lose it. And so, yeah... We haven't picked our winner of the championship yet, but.
So if it was not going to be Joe, let's before we go prediction, if it was not going to be Joe, who would you want the Joker to be?
If it was not going to be Joe.
Just anybody basically is who I'm asking. If it was not Joe, because if we think it's going to be Joe, who else is it possibly going to be?
See, the Joker has been so built up that I feel like people would boo what I'm about to say. But this man has wrestled so much recently and has not been on TV wrestling for it once yet. That's Anthony Ogogo.
That would be cool.
We've been wondering what's he doing next, right? You and I.
They've been building him up for a while. They've been trying out different finish styles with him.
He's been fucking kicking ass on Dark all the time. I don't think the crowd reaction would be what they want. Or maybe it would be. Maybe this would be awesome for the factory. I would love it if Anthony Ogogo was the Joker. Because I don't think we need a new talent right now. That's straight up. I don't think we need a new talent. And I think that's what's influencing my decision a little bit. Because I could be like, oh, you know, Bray Wyatt or, you know, some other guy, Alex Zane, you know, anyone else that I would love to see in
the company. I'll take Taco Bell, man.
Yeah, I would love to see Alex Zane. Don't get me wrong. Anthony Green. There's so many people.
Can you imagine the zero pop for Anthony Green coming back?
Okay, I think two things. You ready? Anthony Ogogo would be awesome to me.
Yes.
The Omega pop fucking galactic level, you know, insertion is Takeshita.
Yes.
If it's Takeshita, the fucking the internet breaks for the AEW internet. You know?
If it's Takeshita, I'm literally, that's, I mean... I might have to take the night off after that. Fuck.
What if it's Will Ospreay? I mean, who knows? There is potential here for it to be someone special. But yeah, I'm gonna assume it's Samoa Joe, and I'm gonna say Andrade wins this. So who do you got? As you maybe,
I just feel like a thing like Andrade could win. You know, I would love for this to be Rush's first big win, but he also just got a title shot. So is it necessary?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if Joe's going to be the one, why not give Joe a shot against him? I mean, Joe's still, I believe,
Joe
still
Fox, Joe Punk. I'll buy both of them.
Joe's still Ring of Honor television champion, right? So, I mean, maybe you wouldn't do that, but
I don't know. But we'll see. That puts your title in a good spot too. So
we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Do you have any other random name kind of hit your mind, like a Takeshita, like a
Takeshita would have been the one I would have said.
Okay, so we're on the same wavelength with that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think of like any other. I mean, I'm assuming Darius probably isn't ready yet. Little things like that. So, yeah.
Ruby Soho gets a world title shot against Jon Moxley.
Whoa, hold on now. God, there's been so many injuries. I forgot. That's a big reason why Ortiz is wrestling like this now. It's because his brother's hurt, right? Proud and Powerful. I don't even know if they're real brothers, but. Either way.
What if it's a total fake out and Eddie Kingston is actually going to be on the show? CM Punk wins in the opening match in 30 seconds, and then we're setting that up for Arthur Ashe.
I would genuinely fucking scream. That's right. The winner of this should be Arthur Ashe, right? No, the winner of this will probably be Rampage, not this week, but next week.
Yeah, I would think it'll be like a quicker one because they're going to have to set up an angle.
Because sure.
They're going to have to set up an angle, brother.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I think the casino match, the ladder match, no matter what's going to
deliver. The names in this one is just...
It's literally, it's two of our pillars. If this is your first ever show of us, when AEW created their pillars, we created ours. Wheeler Yuta, Dante Martin, Daniel Garcia, Ricky Starks. So, anyone you don't want to win in the match?
Are you cool with everyone? Nah, everybody would pretty much, I think everybody is worthy of a title shot. The only person that could be in there that I think would be fun would be like Kyle O'Reilly. But he's obviously not able to wrestle right now. You know, it's pretty much, you could stick anybody else in this match and it'd be fine, you know?
Yeah. All right, Ogogo enters as a Joker and wins. What's the crowd reaction?
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Who's Zach Clayton? You know, you're fucking right. Swerve in Our Glory versus the Acclaimed.
That's who the Joker is. Zach Clayton.
I would genuinely fucking pop. I'm not kidding. I would pop. Who is Zach Clayton? That was
Zach awesome. Clayton comes out. Oh, is that was not supposed to what's to happen?
I couldn't believe the amount of wrestling outlets that were like, who is this guy? It's like, bruh, come. You guys got to know who this is. If we do. If we know who it is. So that's how we ended our show. Who is
we Zach also Clayton? Like reality TV, though. So
that's fair. Can't go wrong with some Love Island. God damn it. All right. Swerve in Our Glory versus.
I may have watched a few episodes of Miz and Mrs. I won't lie.
I'd watch for the Mrs. Who you got in the tag team championship match?
I love the Acclaimed. But I said to you a while back that it sucks that every time the Acclaimed get a title shot, it's right after somebody just started their title reign.
What it's worth, this has only been 53 days, so
it's a little early to be putting it on the Acclaimed. I love them though; they're still the best act on the show. That's like a pure, just like two people. One guy's the entertainment, one guy's the wrestling. Not that they both can't wrestle, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
they're like a tag team in its purest form, and they're doing something.
Their time will come.
Different.
It's just not yet.
Yeah, we just got to get them in a position where they're hot at the right time. You know what I mean?
And that being said, I'm agreeing with you. I think it's Swerve in Our Glory.
But they could run this back for a few months. I don't see why they couldn't.
I would love it if they ran it back.
And then maybe when you've had Swerve and Our Glory have like a 60, 70, maybe
these
80.
These guys need to, when Swerve and Our Glory break off, they need to either A, feud with each other and then jump into titles, or B, just straight up jump into titles right away.
Yeah.
Like something needs to go down.
Because this should be a quick title reign because they were already on shaky ground to begin with, right? But
like, I wouldn't be surprised if they lost it at Grand Slam at the end of this month.
Yeah, so maybe that's what you do. Maybe the acclaimed, maybe somebody, maybe, all right, here's maybe what happens. Maybe the Guns screw them, and then you run it back.
Yeah.
And you build it up for a couple weeks, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to see Stokely with his new team here. So,
what if that's it?
Stokely and the new team kind of run amok and fuck
them up. Yeah, and that's what causes the match to like kind of get thrown out.
Man, let's not get a DQ finish, though.
Maybe not a DQ finish, yeah. Post-match.
I'm okay with
No, because otherwise, how do you run it back? Like,
yeah, a match will have shenanigans. If this is the one we have to sacrifice to shenanigans, let's just hope Max has some great raps.
That's true.
You know what they should do? We should have Swerve rap, too.
That would be pretty cool.
They should do a little something-something there. I think that could be money. My favorite match. Who am I kidding? These next three are my favorites. My favorite feud going into this. Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse Hobbs.
Powerhouse.
I'm going to say I got Ricky Starks winning this.
Really?
And I think this is the beginning of the Ricky Starks babyface character that we've been waiting to see. Like, what I mean by that is at the top of the card, waiting to see. We just saw main event a Rampage. This is just the beginning. I really think going on from this feud, we're going to see Ricky Starks reach his potential that we've been wishing for. And by All Out next year, he will be in a different spot on the card.
Okay. I see things a little bit
differently. I think this is the first singles match on the pay-per-view that we've been waiting for. That's not just like a throwaway FTW match. Because that's what it feels like they were doing to him, right?
Well, yeah.
It's like he's getting kind of these throwaway matches. And it's like, this is a legit beef, fucking meaty men slapping meats feud. And
absolutely.
I got Ricky winning this. So
yeah, I see it a little bit differently. So okay. I don't have Ricky winning it.
Okay.
And I don't see why Ricky can't still do that even if he loses. But I actually see Hobbs as a potential contender for John or CM Punk coming out of the pay-per-view.
I can see that. He, I believe, is like ranked 4 in the ranking. So yep,
he's ranked. That's part of the reason. But the other part of the reason is he's just a really big threat. Also, Punk called him out early on. John Moxley would love to have a match with a guy like that, I'm sure. Yeah, I think
Powerhouse Hobbs and Hangman was a fucking great match.
Actually, that's true. They had a title match, didn't they? Or like an eliminator match or something.
I think it was before Hangman was champ, but they had a great one on one.
Oh, that's right. I remember that was one of the matches people talked about that Hobbs had was with Hangman when it was Hobbs and when Team Taz was still kind of in the back bench. Yeah. I think Hobbs will potentially contend for the title. Maybe even if it's Mox, that could be the Arthur Ashe match. You know what I mean? Like, I could see that being a pretty, you know,
I think there's a world where we've talked about, you know, when MJF becomes champion. And I think there's a world where we have an MJF Ricky Starks feud that's just unbelievable.
On the mic, that might be one of the better feuds, right? Between two AEW originals. Like,
it could just be unbelievable, man. I think we're reaching that Ricky Starks point because he is getting more over with the crowd.
When pillars collide.
Yeah, when pillars, it's not just us. It's we're seeing it in the crowd. He's getting more over. And I love to see it, man. When he was in New Orleans, that's my favorite. When he was in New Orleans, it was so good, dude.
I'm rooting for both guys, though. Like, I don't care who
wins. Everything I'm saying, it's nothing against Hobbs. I'm actually really rooting for Ricky Starks here. I can't lie. So that's part that might be blinding my decision a little bit. But let's jump into the tournament final for the inaugural AEW World Trios Championship. The Elite, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, the starters of the company. Versus Hangman Adam Page, another starter of the company, and the Dark Order. Alex Reynolds and John Silver. The good, the bad, and the hungry. Hangman Adam Page pins Matt Jackson for the win.
In 3 seconds.
Yeah, no. No, I got the Elite winning.
Matt Jackson lays down. And
but that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if Dark Order won this.
That's what I was saying to you earlier on the other show is like, this is the only match out of all of them that I don't think the Elite are just guaranteed to win, you know, because of all the story there. And the last time Kenny and Hangman stepped into a ring for a title, Kenny lost. So.
Yeah. And here's what I'll say. I think this is why I'm going to have the Elite winning. There's multiple layers to this. When AEW first started, Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, and they tried so hard and they went out of their way for quite often a lot to put other people over. And
right, they literally just didn't put themselves in championship contention for a long time because they didn't want to get accused of booking themselves for championships.
I mean, the Private Party like pinned the Young Bucks. Like so many things happened, and they were going out of their way trying to, you know, not do what WCW did. And I respect that on paper, but at the same time, they were the most over guys. Here we are.
It might have handicapped AEW at the beginning a little bit because they didn't push some of their bigger stars, you know?
Absolutely. And here we are.
Pushed Cody out of the company, you know?
Here we are 4 years later at another All Out for another new title. It's time they win it. They are still the hottest. Literally back-to-back fucking weeks of Dynamite. They've just been insane.
Have they had a match under 4.25 stars this year? I mean,
it's been a little bit, if so. I mean, that tag match against Bushigan was probably the last one that wasn't that hot.
Yeah.
And that match only had like 6 minutes. So, but
I forgot they had that match. That was like a pre-show match, right?
Yeah, it was like a what are they called?
It was like them and El Fantasmo, right?
Eliminator match. I thought it was for the title, and I'm like, really? What the fuck are we doing? But it was an eliminator match when they were champions. But
oh yeah, I forgot that was a short title reign.
Huh. Yep. So that's why
Forbidden Door was a weird show.
Swerve and Our Glory do not have the lowest tag reign. They already have the second lowest. So yeah, I got the Elite.
Yeah, I have the Elite as well. I mean, I as much as I would love to see, because, you know, you could run that back at like full year or something, maybe, you know, the third match between him, Kenny and Hangman or something, you know. But I don't know if there's any necessarily need to do that. I think all the momentum is with Kenny right now. So strap the rocket to him, brother.
Agreed. Strap the rocket. I can't wait to see Kenny and Hangman and just the emotions of this match. I can't wait. John Moxley versus CM Punk, the rematch, our main event, the singles match for the AEW World Championship. We're coming off the Ace Steel promo of a lifetime. The Ace Steel, the uncle visiting from out of town, hyping up the young college or the young high school student for the big basketball game or something. All that. And I still got Moxley winning. I'm just going to say it right now. This is John Moxley's title reign. Now, if they give it to CM Punk, I will totally understand. I'll totally get it. But it feels like it's Moxley, right? I don't know. Hey, you might have a completely different opinion. But right now, I feel with the way everything's gone, it was John Moxley's summer.
Because I don't have a different opinion than you. And the reason why is because, man, and this is tough for me, man, because I am such a fucking mark for CM Punk. Like, I said to you for years, he's coming back, man. I just know he's gonna come back. I also said for years that I didn't think he would because he said he wouldn't. But then, like, because the rumors just wouldn't die, eventually I bought into the hype, you know? And I was just like, yep. I just want him back because he was so good. And I was like, man, the wrestling business lost just such a titan, you know, when he retired, basically. Like, but John Moxley put this company on his back in the lead up to Forbidden Door and carried it the last few months.
All summer, man. He has been fucking on fire.
You know, we lost the summer of Punk and we were given the summer of Mox instead. And you know what? It was a pretty good summer wrestling wise. And I can't say that.
And Punk wouldn't feel.
Can I say something? It wouldn't feel right storyline wise to have Punk win here. Like, because of John's, like, the trajectory he's been on the last several months.
Yeah. At the same time, I'll play devil's advocate for a second. Moxley has the win. He beat CM Punk in 2 minutes. He will always have that, you know, fucking rose in his crown. When Kevin Owens beat John Cena, that was always there. We were always able to say it. So if they gave it back to Punk, look, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't take away what Moxley did. Yeah, his title reign technically only ends up being like 3 weeks. But I think CM Punk has reached the pinnacle already. He reached that part. He won the world title. He was world champion for, you know, technically 87 days. If that injury never happened, I think we're in a completely different storyline here. I think we're in a completely different world here. And maybe Mox never was going for this. Maybe they were going to go all out with the Blackpool Combat Club. That was our original thoughts, was by this time, it would be that team as a tag, probably going for the championships or already having the championships. Because they were fucking doing some crazy shit with them as a tag team, him and Danielson. So, you know, injuries aside, this is the way it went. And yeah, I got Moxley. I got Moxley standing tall. So
I do as well. I mean, it's as much as I want it to be CM Punk, and I'll be rooting for
that's a good question. Phillip Brooks. Who will you be rooting for, Punk?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll be rooting for CM Punk the whole match. I because he's my boy, but I booking sense tells me Moxley makes more sense.
Yeah. Yep. And you can't turn him heel in Chicago. That would be fucking dumb.
Yeah, that would be
people saying, you know, they should turn him heel. It's Chicago. The AEW doesn't really fuck with that. You know, like, they're not gonna try to out, I don't know. I guess you could try and outsmart the fans, I guess, right? But I don't know.
Yeah. Does that ever work when WWE tries to do it? Like,
right. Yeah. This is not the spot for the double turn. Maybe at Grand Slam. Who knows? We'll see. It would just suck if we don't get the fucking Punk versus Kingston feud for the title. But we'll get it
eventually.
We still get that feud, not for the title. And maybe that's what he goes into next. And
yeah, that could be a good stepping stone. Yeah. We could still get that match to Arthur Ashe, just not for the title.
And I would love it. I would love it just as much. So yeah, guys, that'll be it for us. We just did 40 minutes on predictions. All Out's probably going to be 5 hours. So we will be back.
We got 15 matches to review. So
yeah. Any prediction for who's going to steal the show? Just anything? Or is it just
obviously it's Sammy Tai, Ortiz, and Ruby.
Yeah. Is it obvious that it's the trios?
Not necessarily. John Moxley and Punk could have the best match of the year. Like, I mean,
absolutely. More than talented enough to do
Danielson versus Jericho could be really good. Damn, there's way too many matches on this show. There's a lot of matches that could really be really good, really do really could really do really well. I would love for it to be Acclaimed versus Swerve in Our Glory. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. So that'll do it for us, guys. And if you caught this show and you're thinking maybe, hey, I want to see what they thought about the rest of the week, check out Eat Sleep Elite. If you caught Eat Sleep Elite and you're just, you know, it's Sunday, you're just super ready for All Out, hey, maybe check us out tomorrow when our post show is posted.
Yeah, find out what Tony Khan has to say about Thunder Rosa and not getting enough TV time and all that.
Yeah.
It's on that episode. It's a little tease for you.
There you go. Yeah, and we dive into a lot of that stuff. So we will catch you guys on the flip side. And let's go for All Out, baby.